Live from the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Special edition of Live and Local today. Loneliness. Are you aware that loneliness impacts 1 in 3 aging adults? And it's a very serious epidemic among seniors in the United States, according to the National Poll on Healthy Aging. And chronic loneliness can literally impact one's memory, physical well-being, mental health, and life expectancy. Jennifer Connect is with me. She is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Emmanuel Communities. And she and her organization work very hard to try to combat loneliness and educate about it. It's good to have you here. Thank you for coming in.
Great to be with you, Mike.
A very, very appropriate topic, given we're about to enter, we're here at Thanksgiving week right now. And how should people start combating loneliness of their friends and relatives and maybe even some complete strangers now and again, right?
Well, we're going to jump right into that. Absolutely. Well, loneliness, as you mentioned, is a big epidemic, and I know it's facing a lot of different age groups, not just seniors. We're obviously focusing on seniors because they're the group that tends to get marginalized. We tend to forget about folks on their aging journey, or we like to stuff them neatly away and try to put some more wrinkle cream on our face so we don't look like we're getting older ourselves. But Emmanuel Communities has been in the business for a really long time. 1887 is when we were founded as a hospital, and since then we have been through many different iterations of serving the Omaha public and the surrounding areas. We have communities from Lincoln to Des Moines, actually, and we're all about creating new traditions and creating new social connections and unlikely friendships when you move into one of our communities. But if you're living alone and you're in your own house, you know, it's kind of like the old adage of the frog in the water. A frog isn't going to jump into a pan of boiling water, but a frog will be in a pan of warm water, lukewarm water. And as you slowly turn it up, you know, the frog might stay in the pan as it continues to heat up. And then, of course, all of a sudden it boils to death. So it's kind of the same thing with loneliness. It starts out in some way. Usually there's a life transition of some sort. Perhaps you've retired and you lose your typical routine, or maybe there's a health ailment that's been there, or maybe just gets a little bit too cold outside and you don't want to leave your house during the wintertime. And pretty soon you start to isolate and kind of retract more and more and more, and all of a sudden you're just there.
Or also the loss of a partner or a spouse, definitely, or somebody like that. So an event that can take away more than half of one's social group, mm-hmm, if you will, simply via the connections that go on.
Absolutely. You know, we're coming toward the holidays, and for many of us, it's a joyous occasion. We're very thankful for all the things that we have as we head into this holiday season. But for some of us, it's maybe not as joyous of an occasion because we've just lost a loved one, or we remember traditions that we used to do with a loved one, or things that we could do in years gone by that we're no longer doing, or joyous celebrations with the family coming home, and the family no longer comes home like they used to.
Sure. There's some things that people can do to help with that. For example, you have a thing here, this Emmanuel.com loneliness assessment.
Yes.
What is this? What's this tool used for?
So we've connected with and collaborated with a physician out of the West Coast who's created a loneliness assessment. It's a pretty long assessment that we shortened with his permission. And we've put that online. So if folks think that a loved one that they have is suffering from loneliness, or maybe they're feeling a little bit blue and want to see if they really are indeed lonely, because lonely becomes a chronic condition, as we mentioned. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily just this moment in time, but as it continues to build, that's what we're most concerned about.
Using going back to that analogy you, mm-hmm, used, I mean, it can really kind of sneak up on you, and all of a sudden you discover, my gosh, I'm by myself, or you at least perceive that you're by yourself.
Exactly. And so we have an online assessment that's available at lonelinessassessment.org, or you can go to our website as well at emmanuel.com/lonelinessassessment, either way. And it's a quick 10-minute, maybe 5-minute assessment. It depends on how long it takes you to get through the questions. And then we're going to email you a guide on tips and tricks to get out of loneliness, to start stepping away from feeling lonely. There's many different ways, but most of them and all of them really involve connecting with somehow, reconnecting with people around you. Because whether or not we know it, there's many people around us that really do love us.
Right.
and really want to support us, even if it's just the local librarian that says hi to us every week when we go to the library.
Or those folks that work at a restaurant that you used to go to all the time. And when you walk in, my wife and I just went into a restaurant this weekend that we hadn't been there in months. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, everybody stopped by. Where you guys been? How are you? And it's a wonderful thing. And thank goodness we don't happen to be lonely.
Absolutely. You know?
But certainly. Now, so again, Emmanuel.com loneliness assessment. And that's for people who may be lonely or people who may have relatives who are lonely. Either way, you can take that test and get an assessment and combat this.
Absolutely. I'd recommend, Emmanuel is really about raising awareness regarding this because, as you mentioned, there's a lot of chronic illnesses that can be tied back to loneliness.
Absolutely. She is Jennifer Connect, Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Emmanuel Communities. Thank you so much for stopping in today. Appreciate it. NPR programming continues now.